Leslie Segretti coming to you from the 2015 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas. We are here bringing you the news on the newest, best, and most innovative do-it-yourself products being shown right here on the show floor. We've got a great guest joining us. We've got Darren Ganale. He's the product manager for Lawn and Garden Division for Lifetime Products, and we're here to talk about the compost tubbler. Now, Darren, what I think is so interesting is when we enter the spring season, everybody starts talking about gardening and growing things, and there's always the topic of soil health and soil quality, and everybody wants to be their own organic gardener and grow their own produce and grow their own vegetables. And I think it really does start with the soil. So how has Lifetime sort of joined in this whole process of helping you to achieve a really successful garden?
Well, I think people need to realize that to have a successful garden and healthy soil, you don't need to buy all these additives. You've got it in your kitchen, right? Mm-hmm. All your waste items from off your scraps from the table, throw them in a composter. Let them cook for 4 to 12 weeks. Put that in your soil, and it's a great soil amendment.
But I feel like, I know for me, I have never composted anything. So the whole idea and process of composting is an actual mystery to me. So we've got our compost tumbler. Is there anything I have to put in the bottom? Are there worms involved? I mean, I don't know. Please explain this to me.
No, so what Lifetime does with our products is we bring products to the masses.
Okay.
So,
and they're always durable and high quality. I mean, you guys are always looking for ways to bring these things to the people.
Right. We gotta make them last. Our reputation is on the line here. So, what we do is with this composter is we've brought composting to the masses by making it simple. All you do with this composter is you throw in your scraps. There's a ratio of green to brown is what we call it.
Okay. That green you want being like lawn clippings and
green
lettuce?
Exactly. So nitrogen-rich product. And then there's carbon-rich products, things like dead leaves and that you've raked up from the fall, or paper, newspaper you can shred up and throw in.
Can it be color newspaper? Is there a difference? Does it have to just be the black and white pages?
It can be color newspaper. Just, you don't want any paper with a waxy, artificial.
So no circulars.
Yeah.
Keep your coupon clipping separate from your composting.
Exactly. Paper plates, you know, the paper, the ones without the wax coating, they're great to throw in there too. So what you want to do is just throw in a 20-to-1 mix. So 20% carbon to 1% nitrogen.
And not all of your food scraps are appropriate, correct?
That's right. So you don't want to put any animal fat in there.
Okay.
So animal waste, like from herbivores, you can put in there. Chicken and cow and things like that. But you don't want to put any leftover meat or anything that might attract insects.
Okay.
And throw it in the composter. What composting does is a bacteria grows and starts eating all that stuff and transforms it.
And that just happens naturally. You're just adding in the parts that go to it.
Exactly. And it needs heat, air, and that's about all. And sometimes some water.
Okay.
Your compost doesn't want to be, you don't want it to be really wet. It needs to be damp, but not dripping wet. And it needs air, so with this compost tumbler, you spin it a couple
You're
of times a week.
You're rotating it. Uh-huh. Okay. And are you ever looking in it and checking it out?
Yeah,
I mean, does it smell horrible?
No, actually, when the combination's right, it doesn't smell at all. That's what a lot of people are surprised by. Yeah. It doesn't. You can put it right next to your patio, and you won't smell it if the combination is correct.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because I think that's always when I start to think of composting. You know, I mean, I understand the benefits of it. And my uncle and my cousins, they're amazing gardeners. And anything I put into the ground dies immediately. And they're always telling me, it's your soil. You've got to turn the soil. You've got to get in there. You've got to mix the right things into the soil. Compost your soil. Do everything that you can to do it. And I'm always like, oh, it's going to smell. It's hard. I don't understand. But this seems to really make it user-friendly.
Right.
So how long, once I've got all the components in there, does it take to sort of cook, as you say, which is a recipe I don't want to eat, but let's talk about cooking compost.
So it really depends on what's going on inside the composter. With the Lifetime composter, there's two 50-gallon drums, okay? So what we recommend is you put your scraps in one drum for a while, and then you're going to leave it alone and just let it cook. And then you can fill up the other one.
Okay.
We say about 4 to 6 weeks to get good compost. You know it's ready when it smells earthy, like dirt.
Does it look like dirt?
It looks like dirt. It's dark brown. It's falls apart in your hands. It's loose. The 4 to 12 week period depends on the amount of heat that's in it.
Do you want to put it in a sunny spot?
Yeah. Put it in direct sunlight is fine. You don't want to go over about 160 degrees okay. in there, though. So there are some thermometers you can put in there. We don't really think you need it. Just, you know, a normal sunny spot that you rotate around if it gets too hot would be great. And then if it dries out, you want to put a little bit of water in it. You want, like I said earlier, you want it to be wet but not full of water. Like if you wring, you can wring water out, it's too wet. So in that case, you'd put more carbon or paper
to
absorb it, right? And if you get those combinations right, which isn't a precise science, right? It doesn't have to be perfect, but if you get those right and you're rotating it four to 12 weeks, usually 4 weeks if it's really well balanced and you've got your compost.
I mean, that's amazing. And then once you have achieved this compost, are you just mixing it into the soil you've already got at home? Or is this ideal to just put completely in a pot and then plant some things in the pot? Or you've got to mix it in?
You should mix it in, yeah. It's got a lot of quote-unquote vitamins in it, right, for the plants. And so sometimes you can burn the roots if you just put just compost
in. Because it's so nutrient-rich.
So nutrient-rich, correct. And another thing, too, is... With the composter, you'll see some runoff every once in a while. Some, you know, it looks like tea, and we call that compost tea.
But don't drink it.
Don't drink it, but it's great for your plants. Dilute it 10 to 1 with water, and as your compost is curing, water your plants with the compost
tea. That's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, this really is a great way for people to sort of cut down on household waste, to improve the quality of their garden, whether or not they're growing produce or vegetables or whatever it might be. And I think, you know, as a side product of it, it's a great family activity.
Right.
You know, you're spending a lot of time with your family in the garden. You're learning something. It's interesting. It's almost like a science experiment.
Exactly.
And of course, you know, what a great opportunity to go hand in hand with Lifetime products, because... You know, we know your sheds, we know all of your storage things, we know your tables, your chairs, we know everything. And we know you do it right, and we know you do it well, and we know you do it to last. So, Darren Gannell, thank you so much for joining us. If you want to check out the website, it's lifetime.com. And we hope you get to composting today.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.